From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 5th, 2012. This week, we feature famous music and a history mystery. Have a listen for about 40 seconds and see if you can guess how this well-known tune connects Virginia and water. You've been listening to Hail to the Chief, played by the U.S. Army Band. Since 1815, this tune has been used to honor U.S. presidents and announce their arrival. Virginia is the birthplace of 8 presidents, and bodies of water influence the careers or administrations of each, as the following examples show. George Washington made his home on the Potomac River and led famous Revolutionary War battles near the Hudson, Delaware, and York Rivers. Third President Thomas Jefferson used the young U.S. Navy to confront shipping challenges by Great Britain, France, and pirates. Fourth President James Madison led the nation into war with Britain in 1812 over obstruction of shipping and capture of sailors. Fifth President James Monroe stretched the country's sphere of influence from the Atlantic to the Pacific by declaring in 1823 that the United States would tolerate no further European colonization in the Western Hemisphere. Ninth President William Henry Harrison gained fame in the 1811 battle against Indian Chief Tecumseh on the Tippecanoe River in the Indiana Territory. 10th President John Tyler's administration negotiated the Webster-Ashburton Treaty with Britain that established the international border through 4 of the Great Lakes and protected open navigation on those lakes. 12th President Zachary Taylor's administration negotiated the Clayton-Bulwer Treaty with Britain that guaranteed access for both countries to a contemplated canal across Central America between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And 28th President Woodrow Wilson ordered several military and diplomatic actions in the Caribbean Sea, and he led the nation into the first war across the Atlantic Ocean, partially over actions by German submarines. Like these Virginia presidents, whichever candidate is elected on November 6, 2012 will face serious challenges. But they can be thankful they won't be expected to match one famous Virginia president and water feat, George Washington's legendary silver dollar toss across the Rappahannock River. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.